الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا الله وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شهركم وأدوا زكاة أموالكم وأطيعوا أمراءكم تدخلوا جنة ربكم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected elders and beloved brothers, we first and foremost praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us and allowing and bestowing us with the great favor of presenting ourselves before Him on this very great and auspicious day of Yawmul Jumu'ah. Furthermore, it being the month of Ramadan, the month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees the thousands of souls from the fire of Jahannam, and even more further, we are now in the second Asharah of the month of Ramadan, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares His maghfirah for everyone. We knew we should try and secure the maghfirah and the forgiveness of Allah for all our sins and all our weaknesses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, forgive the entire ummah, and accept all the ibadah we've done in this beautiful month and what we'll do in this beautiful month. My beloved brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this world and He taught us in the month of Ramadan how to behave and how should we carry out ourselves. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha mentions that when the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam month of Ramadan, He would give a lot of charity. First of all, out of the month of Ramadan, He would give a lot. But in the month of Ramadan, karrihil mursala, the cow wind blows, dishing out, giving the people. How much of charity Rasulullah sallam should give, and He would leave very little or nothing for Himself. My beloved brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shadda mizarahu, He would tie His clothes tight to His body so that He could engage more in ibadah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should be our outlook in the month of Ramadan, not like the first few days we aspirated with the Taraweeh, etc. And thereafter we go flat. No, every day should be a better day. Every day should be a day challenge for myself. How I can spend an extra more 5-10 minutes in the masjid today. How I can spend an extra 5-10 minutes reciting Quran and Majid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this Quran al-Majid, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. All you believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained fasting upon you so that you obtain taqwa, so that you obtain the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may have heard this from before Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, the object of fasting, so that's why we have to obtain taqwa. We are not going into long lengthy detail of taqwa. But today with the grace and the mercy of Allah, we wish to share with you three virtues. There are many virtues, but specifically three virtues for that person who obtains taqwa. What this means is that three things Allah will bless a person who obtains taqwa. First of which will see us right in this world, and the other two of it hereafter, where our eternal abode will be. So we find in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a sahabi. But before we get to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verse, وَمِنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will remove them from any types of difficulties they are in. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will make a way out of him, Allah will make a way out for him from that calamity. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. You adopt taqwa, Allah will provide for you from means where you cannot even imagine. So there is a Sahabi in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the name of Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i. The Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, his son has been captured by the kuffar. In our terms, his son had been kidnapped by the kuffar, and he was now in the clutches of the kuffar. And as a parent would be aggrieved, what do? They go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they complain of the grief and the sorrow and the worry to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some point for us to take from here. We're going through any grief, we're going through any difficulty. Let us refer to our ulama, let us refer to the sulaha, those who give us guidance in the deen of Allah, so that we may find a solution to our problem. Whether it may be a dunyawi problem, or whether it may be a ukhrawi problem, we have to refer to the ulama and the sulaha for us to find our solutions for our difficulties. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises them that you are grieved, this is the will and the decree of Allah, but you should constantly recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, there is no might except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you should adopt taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the parents of Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i, him and his wife, the child had been captured, now they're practicing upon this nuskha, upon this prescription of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And very shortly the son came back to them. The son came back to them, and he never come alone. One narration says he comes with a herd of camels, another says he comes with a herd of goats, some say he comes with camels and goats. But be that as it may, when he came back home to Rasul, to his family, his father was excited, was very happy. He brings him and takes him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what my son has brought along with him, is it halal for us? Is it permissible for us to obtain, for us to use, for us to take? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that very occasion, these verses were revealed. That وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When he fears Allah, Allah will show him a solution to his problem, or Allah will take him out from that solution, from that difficulty. So what had transpired with this Sahabi son, or the Sahabi as well, is that on one occasion when the kuffar were unmindful of him at night, he managed to break away from their clutches and flee to come back to Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwarah. The goats and the camels that he brought along with him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَيَرْزُقُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. A person who obtains taqwa, Allah will provide for him sustenance where he can never imagine from. So this is a sustenance provided for him by Allah, that when he was leaving from there, that goats and the camels, etc., they seen him walking away at night. And as it was at that time, people used to have this all over, all around the houses. And one saw the next following him, and all of them just followed him and came away to Makkatul Mukarramah. So we find that this is the cash benefit of us obtaining taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it very easy for us in this world. And our sustenance in this world, Allah will put it before us, and we wouldn't have to run behind the dunya. Why? Because we have the fear of Allah in our hearts. This will save us from engaging in anything that is wrong and anything that brings down the displeasure of Allah. We will always be in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first virtue which we will see if we obtain taqwa, which this month of Ramadan has come to teach us. The second, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in a hadith that اتقوا الله وصلوا خمسكم. Fear Allah and perform your 5-time salah. Perform your 5-time salah with taqwa, with the fear of Allah. So I will do it how my Allah likes me to do it. I will fulfill it, the greatest of reward. So if I perform my salah in the masjid with jama'ah, I will get 25 to 27 times more reward. I have the fear of Allah, so I will do it. I will do it in a proper manner, making sure that I perform all my fara'id, all my sunnah, all my nawafil, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, when I'm preparing for my salah, when I'm making wuzu, then I'll ensure that I make miswak. Why? To obtain the 70 more rewards. A person who makes miswak, he'll get 70 more rewards in that salah of his when he goes to perform that salah. So this is the taqwa in our salah. وَسُومُ شَهْرَكُمْ. Rasulullah continues with hadith. Fast in the month of Ramadan with taqwa. It's a hot day. It's very easy for me to drink a glass of water. It's very easy for me to misuse my eyes. I'm fasting. I'm not supposed to be indulging. I'm not supposed to be eating and drinking. And I'm not supposed to be committing anything haram. I'm not supposed to be doing anything haram, committing any sin. It's easy for me to commit sin while I'm fasting. No one is watching me. But I have the fear of Allah while I'm fasting. I'm still away from halal for Allah's sake. how can I commit a sin? How can I engage myself in haram? So we have taqwa while we're fasting. That fast, the roza, will fetch us the highest reward. And what is this reward of fasting? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi'u bi. Fasting is for me, and I will give its reward. And Allah's reward will be according to the quality of our fast. If our fast will have defects in it, it never have taqwa in it, we will find an unfortunate reward for our fasting. But if our fasting was of the highest quality, then our fasting will obviously fetch the highest reward. Then Rasulullah SAW tells us, وَأَدُّوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Give zakat, but give zakat how? Ittaqullah. The first phrase, fear Allah and give zakat. And if zakat is necessary upon you, I will fear Allah, I will go and look for the rightful recipients of my zakat, and I will give it to them. What's the meaning of giving zakat? 2.5% of our wealth. If we own the zakat nisab, which is approximately around 11,000 rand, for one full lunar year we own that, then we'll have to pay zakat, 2.5% of that, which is a very, very minimal amount, to the person who is most deserving of our wealth, a person who is a recipient of zakat. So again, when we give you our zakat, we won't give less, we give more. Why? Because we have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in us. وَأَطِيعُوا أُمَرَاءَكُمْ. And obey your leaders. Obey. Listen carefully to what your ulama have to say. Listen to carefully to what your leaders have to say. And obey whatever commands they give you. Obey it with taqwa. Obviously, if they're commanding you something to do which is against the commands of Allah, then with taqwa you won't do it. You'll refrain from it. And obviously, if they command you to do something which Rasulullah SAW has taught us, then you'll do it in the highest and the best of ways. But what's the outcome of this? What is the outcome of you performing all these acts with taqwa? تَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ رَبِّكُمْ. The promise which me and you and everyone is desiring, you have been granted, and that is Allah will enter me and you into Jannah. My beloved brothers, so this is the second virtue that we mentioned we'll be discussing today, and that is of taqwa. The first was our sustenance was made easy. The second now is that in our every action for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, we're adopting taqwa, we will enter Jannah. And the third virtue which we wish to mention today, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a sahabi by the name of Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. This was a very, very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he was sending the sahabi of his to Yemen, was sending the sahabi to go and teach the people deen in Yemen. But before that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, O senior, give me some advice. It should be also our quality. Let us go to our seniors, let us go to our elders, let us go to the ulama and ask them, give me some advice. Some advice I may bring into my life. O senior, Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him? Ittaqullah haythuma kunt. Fear Allah wherever you are. Rasulullah told him a lot of other things. But a person who has fear of Allah, wherever he is, he will always be doing the right thing. He will always be engaging himself in those things which will bring down the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not those things which bring down the anger and the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like every sahabi, qala zidni ya Rasulullah. He said, O Rasulullah of Allah, give me more advice. I want more advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, أَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Follow up the evil with a good. That good that you've done will cover up for the shortfall of that evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know very well that each and every one of us are sinners. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ. Every son of وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ. And the best of sinners. How you get a best sinner? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ. At-tawwabun. The best sinner is that sinner who turns to Allah and repents. With the second month of Ramadan has come upon us, wherein the maghfirat of Allah is raining on every moment upon us which we have to secure. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that if you commit a wrong, follow it up with a good act. You must choose your eyes. Give some charity, some sadaqah. Perform 2 rakats of nafil salah, asking Allah for forgiveness. That good that you've done will wipe out that evil that you've just committed. Then we find that he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zidni ya Rasulullah, give me more advice. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, what beautiful advice, khaliqin nas, bi khuluqin hasan, that treat people in the best of manners. Treat people not just anyhow. Treat people how you love to be treated. Why? Because on the day of Qiyamah, one of the things that will be most weighty on our scales is good character. How we treat people, this is how we will be judged. And on the day of Qiyamah, we treated people in a good manner, this will be a means of our good deeds being increased. But on the contrary, if we treat people in an evil manner, then our good will be taken and given to them till all our good is finished. And then when all our good is finished, then their evils will be placed on us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. But coming to what we like to discuss of the Sahabi radiallahu anhum, as Rasulullah s.a.w. is bidding him farewell to go to Yemen. What a great, Rasulullah s.a.w. is the best of Allah's creation. He's sending the Sahabi to Yemen, not just sending him like that, he's walking him out of Medina and taking him with and sending him off to Yemen. And Rasulullah s.a.w. tells him, Ya Muaz, O Muaz, Asa Allah talqani ba'da aami hadha. Perhaps after this meeting of ours now, you're not going to meet me again. Asa Allah talqani ba'da aami hadha. وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرُّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَقَبْرِي. Perhaps you will pass by my masjid, as Masjid al-Nabawi, and you will pass by my qabr. You will pass by the Mubarak qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we find that فَبَكَى مُعَاز جُشَّعَد. Mu'az radiallahu anhu starts to tear. And not just tear, he starts sobbing and crying. Why? Because they were brought up with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every moment was, how was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَبَكَى مُعَاز. He starts sobbing and crying. My beloved brothers, why was he crying? لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He understood that this is my last sight, my last word with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Thereafter what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم does, ثُمَّ الْتَفَتَ نَحْوَ الْمَدِينَةِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم turns towards Medina. And what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم tells Muaz رضي الله عنه, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُتَّقُونَ مَنْ كَانُوا وَحَيْسُ كَانُوا. O Muaz, on the day of Qiyamah, those that will be closest to me will be those who are the muttaqoon, which have taqwa. مَنْ كَانُوا وَحَيْسُ كَانُوا. Whoever they may be, and from wherever they may be. So my beloved brothers, this brings us to the third aspect of our discussion of today, which we've mentioned in the beginning, that if we have taqwa, the cash benefit in the hereafter is that we will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this world we may not have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of us may not have been blessed to go to Medina. May Allah take all of us there to see the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we have taqwa, the guarantee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words is that we will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that a reality in our lives. But now the great question comes, this month of Ramadan came to teach us taqwa. That we left out halal for the sake of Allah. Now we have to leave out haram also for the sake of Allah after the month of Ramadan. But how are we going to do this? So this month of Ramadan is a 30-day training, but Allah teaches us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. All who believe, fear Allah, and you want this taqwa, be with the pious servants of Allah. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Sit in the gatherings of the Sufiya Kiram. Sit in the company of those who have threaded this path, going toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit in the majali, sit in the gatherings and learn from them. And the more we sit in the gatherings, the more we benefit, the more we learn how to fear Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu was asked, that, what is, how, give me a description of taqwa. So he says, imagine a day that is a very, very, very windy day. And you're walking down a very narrow path, which has a lot of thorns. And the thorns of the thorns are all swinging in your direction, about to prick your clothes and tear your clothes. How do you walk down that road? You'll hold your clothes very tight to your body. You'll tread very carefully down that path. This is this very same path that we and you are treading towards Jannah. The wind and the thorns that are blowing is all the temptations of this dunya. We have to save ourselves from that and secure our place in Jannah. My beloved brothers, for this we have to try and maximize every moment in the month of Ramadan. Not let any moment get wasted. So we can obtain this true taqwa which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give me and you. And that person who has taqwa, he'll find it to be very easy for him to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His salah will be easy. His Quran will be easy. Everything for him to do will become very easy. And because he has a greater goal, and that is the pleasure of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless me and you with taqwa, and to make us amongst those who at every moment we have the fear of Allah. and we have the nearness and the desire to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to recap, with taqwa you'll get three things. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our sustenance in this world very easy. With taqwa we will enter Jannah, and with taqwa we'll be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.